Well, good afternoon. It is a Thursday here at 89.7 WNKU, 105.9 and 104.1. Craig Kopp with you. John has taken over the board, and I've walked across the hallway to the big studio because we have special guests. Patty Larkin is here. Hello.
Hello, Craig.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
I'm very excited about this because I am a... one of those hackers on that guitar machine that you play. Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, you're a little less than I am. So I'm very pleased to be here. With you is?
Mary Amsterberg from
Boston,
Massachusetts.
Mary, thank you for being here also. Patty Larkin's at the Redmore tonight. And you certainly want to, if you don't have it set in your calendar yet, after we talk and play a little bit, hopefully you're on your way. I got plenty of things to talk to you about, but you've got the guitar, you got that mandolin. Why don't we hear something on 89.7 WNKU, 104.1 and 105.9. It's Patty Larkin. Patty Larkin, live on 89.7 WNKU, 104.1 and 105.9, along with Mary Amsterberg, which is one of the tracks on 25 inside your painting, which is, I love this concept, your 25th anniversary in the business, basically. You pick 25 of your favorite songs, and then you basically laid them down and then sent them off to your 25 of your friends in the music business and said, have at it.
Yes, including Mary Amsterberg.
Indeed.
Sang lovely on it.
And she had at it, didn't
yeah, she?
She
did.
the response to that is so interesting. You know, you look at the list of people here who are on 25, and it's essentially the playlist of this radio station. I mean, seriously.
Well, see, I planned ahead, didn't I?
I mean, everybody.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Peter Mulvey, Dar Williams, Gorka, Wujahn Gorka, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Janice Ian. You have Bruce Coburn.
Bruce, yeah.
And just every...
The Bruce.
Sean Colvin, Martin Sexton. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
People I play on this radio station every day. In 25 years... you've become good enough friends with all of those talented people that they would respond to you.
Yeah, they took my call. I know, and it started out very organically. I invited Mary and a few friends on that people I'd worked with before because we toured together and she was on my Red Equals Luck and album. And, you know, we got about six responses and we thought, well, let's add a couple more. We'll invite five or six other people on because everyone's so busy. And they said yes. And then we said, you know, Bette Warner and I said, you know, you don't think, you know, dare we? And just kept inviting people on. And so it was pretty awesome, really. I mean, it meant a lot to me, obviously, to have these talented people join me.
Well, and it's on a 25th year to know you can look back through that and say, well, there's a trail.
Musical paper trail.
That I've left through this thing. You are... from Milwaukee originally, right?
Yes.
There are plenty of musicians from up there and we've met plenty of them and played plenty of them, but when you look back from 25 years, does that path look crazy to you or does it all make sense that you went from there to here?
From Milwaukee to here?
Yeah.
Well, you know, looking back, it doesn't. At the time, it did. But since then, of course, Peter Mulvey's from Milwaukee, Willie Porter's from Milwaukee.
Right.
And I'd been hearing about both of those artists after I left, actually. But there's also the only fingerstyle guitar major is now at UWM Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there's a tradition that I didn't even really know about of this kind of style of music just that dates back to the 1800s there. So I'm kind of thrilled.
So apparently it's just breathing the air of Milwaukee. And if you catch on it on a good day, you're going to take this path.
Yeah.
You're
something
at the
beer.
Yeah, something in the beer. The Redmore tonight, Patty Larkin, along with Mary Amsterberg. Let's hear more. I got a couple other questions, but
okay.
You know, I can't stand sitting here looking at you guys holding that stuff. I just want to hear it.
you may charge across in a golden chariot, but you will never be home. And I had dreams like distant thunder. I had hope like a prayer unheard. This is nothing less than perfect. Angels running, picking up the pieces, putting back together hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it. It's a bad thing to let go.
Great job. I have a great job. That's Patty Larkin live on 89.7 WNKU 104.1 and 105.9 along with Mary Armstrong. You are variously described in various places as well, we could probably go
breath.
On and on and on. You're going, what is this going to be?
Pole dancer.
Pole dancer. A folk singer. No, that you're right. You're contemplative. You have a huge sense of humor, and you can play the guitar really, really well. You've embraced that, and so we have lots of great guitar players come through here. But just that song right there, where you pluck the bass string for percussion and things like that. Mm. You've studied that thing a little bit. What attracted you to become more than just a great accompanist to yourself? You attack that thing.
Well, when you think about it, that's my little orchestra, really, and it's where the songs come from me. I'm a guitar-driven songwriter, is how I look at it. And it's fascinating. It's never-ending, and Mary can attest to that. Just the amount of sounds you can get out of an instrument, and I keep getting inspired, darn it, and by people around me, including Mary and her husband, Peter, who's playing with us tonight. So it's really... it's a life's work once you jump in that pool. You just start swimming and try to tread water.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going forward and discovery. It's really I don't know. it's there's a lot going on today too. You think, well, it's that was then. That was the 90s. And someone like Michael Hedges was a huge inspiration for me. And it just keeps on coming. New artists coming up every day. Women guitarists coming up every day. So it's fun.
You studied some jazz guitar, mm-hmm. I believe, at Berkeley.
I did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And from the days of busking to taking jazz guitar,
yep.
I take it you're not done figuring that thing out.
No, I'm not at all. No, I mean, I played with Willie Porter in the Midwest for a few dates a couple weeks ago, and just sitting beside him, that's been the fun thing about this year with this album is I've been partnering myself with as many of the artists as I can and doing shows with them, and I would say picking his brain, but just trying to absorb what he's doing and just be a witness to it is really exciting. And now It's not over yet.
No, and you know there are people in that in your business who are doing exactly the same thing with you.
Well,
I mean, 25 years in, with the rep that you've developed and watching you play, you know that that's another thing about 25 years in, that you can look and say, yeah, I did that, and I think that he picked that up or she picked that up from me, and that's what a tribute.
Yeah, it is. You know, when I started out, I used to say, they said, well, who inspired you, you know, growing up? And I would say, any woman that was holding a guitar at the time, you know? I mean, that's kind of what it was, you know? And I suppose if Nancy Sinatra had the boots and the guitar, I would have been done. But, you know, I think that has changed so much, you know, to the point where you turn on TV and, you know, so there's a female guitarist or bassist in the band or drummer. It's...
You don't look at it and go, wow, there's a girl playing bass.
No, you
don't think that anymore.
I do, because I go, yay. But, you know.
Well, then I guess it's good that I don't, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. You go, girl.
You go, girl. It's Patty Larkin. She's at the Redmore tonight, and along with Mary, and I guess your husband's playing with you, too?
Yeah.
This is a...
Wonderful guitarist, electric guitarist.
Family affair here.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing that. Thank you so much for stopping by and doing all this for us.
It's been a real pleasure, Craig.
And I know you said you were excited to hear we're bouncing around in the airwaves a little further.
Yeah.
And I think that it's we have to feed back a little thanks to your music because everybody who listens to the radio station, the new listeners and stuff like that, they are so appreciative of this style of this stuff, this kind of music, and they get a chance to see you tonight at the Redmore. Patty Larkin, why don't you send us off with one more?
Well, they told me this is crazy. They told me expect the worst. They told me this is gonna haunt you someday. They told me this is gonna hurt. We start out just like angels. We start out just like good. And we end up just like free fall. But it ends up, you knock on wood. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. Hallelujah, it's a long way down. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. I'll see you around in the downtown. They told they could save me, told me in so many words. And they told me they didn't blame me with my face lying down in the dirt. We start out paint by number. We start out by book. Start
just like angels. We start out just like God. And we end up just like free fall. It ends up we knock on wood. Hallelujah, baby. I'm falling for you. Hallelujah, it's a long way down. Hallelujah, baby. I'm falling for you. I don't see you.
Patty Larkin, catcher at the Redmore tonight. Patty, Mary, thank you guys both very, very much. It's Patty Larkin Live, where live radio performances still live. WNKU 89.7, 104.1 and 105.9.